Hi there. Today, let's combine the joy of music with language learning by exploring idioms in iconic English song titles. These songs are all in English and are songs by UK or US artists. Music is, I think, one of the UK's best exports. It amazes me when I travel to other countries and they're playing songs in English by British artists. No matter where you're from, you may have sung along to some of these songs. So let's combine our love of music with a juicy podcast today on idioms. Six songs with English idioms in their titles. See how many of these songs you know and enjoy a bit of popular culture together in English. Hello, I'm Hilary and you're listening to Adept English. We will help you to speak English fluently. All you have to do is listen. So start listening now and find out how it works. Firstly, if you're new to Adept English and you've just started listening to the podcast, or you're at that stage of learning where you can understand quite a bit of English but it's difficult to speak, our Most Common 500 Words course will really help you. This course is a listen and learn course and it makes sure that you've got all the essential English vocabulary on our website, adeptenglish.com. Now, let me share a personal story. During a six-hour drive to see family over the Christmas holiday, my daughter and I were singing along to classic songs on a UK radio station, the greatest hits top 100 of all time. It struck me how songs connect generations. I'm always amazed by how my children and their generation know all the old songs, and like me, they don't necessarily keep on top of what's currently in the music charts. So old songs are no longer just for the old. I was going to say we listen to the greatest hits top 100 of all time, but actually there was probably more singing than listening going on. But it made our journey more enjoyable. And as often happens, an idea for a podcast crept into my mind. Let's learn English idioms with songs that are known across the globe. So what popular songs use idioms in their titles? See how many of these you know and whether you knew the meaning of the song title before this. All of them are on YouTube if you need to jog your memory, if you need to hear them to recognize them. Or, I guess, also if you've never heard them. So one of the most famous song titles that's an idiom, Heard It Through the Grapevine by Marvin Gaye. This is a very old song. Originally recorded by Gladys Knight and the Pips, the song was recorded by Marvin Gaye in the US in 1967. So it's a real classic. Have a listen on YouTube. If you don't recognize it from its title, it doesn't matter that it's nearly 60 years old, it's still good. And the meaning? If you hear something through the grapevine, it means that you've heard some news unofficially, not from the expected place. And the grapevine? Well, a vine, V-I-N-E, is the plant that grows the fruit grapes, G-R-A-P-E-S. And of course, vines are planted in rows. So through the grapevine is an idiom for information passing from one person to the next, to the next, to the next, etc., as though along a row of vines in a vineyard. So here, Marvin Gaye has heard through the grapevine, no longer will you be mine, meaning that he's heard from other people that his woman is returning to her previous lover. And naturally, he's very upset about it, as you would be. The next song is a bit more recent and again from the US. What about Poker Face by Lady Gaga? Again, if you don't recognize that song, immediately try it on YouTube. It was a hit in 2008 in the UK, not that recent then, but it was in the charts in 28 different countries, so you may have heard it perhaps. The idiom Poker Face comes from the card game poker, P-O-K-E-R. That you might play in a casino. It's important in poker that you don't show your reaction to your cards. You don't give away whether your hand of cards is good or bad. So someone who is good at playing poker has a poker face, meaning that their face doesn't show their emotion. And in the song, well, Lady Gaga is talking about being bisexual. She's not giving anything away to the man she's with. She's poker-faced. Another old song. What about Bridge Over Troubled Water by Simon and Garfunkel? So this song title, a bridge, B-R-I-D-G-E, is a word you might already know. Usually a bridge is where a road or railway goes over water. Famous bridges include the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco or Tower Bridge over the Thames in London. And troubled, T-R-O-U-B-L-E-D, can mean of a person, someone who's agitated, stressed, worried. But troubled water literally means water that's turbulent, stormy. As an idiom, troubled waters means a period of time in someone's life where it's difficult. There are lots of problems and stress. So in the song, Like a Bridge Over Troubled Waters, I Will Lay Me Down, means I am offering myself as a support to this other person who's going through a difficult time in life. There'll be a bridge for the other person to help them over the troubled waters in their life. Next one, White Flag by Dido. This was released by UK singer-songwriter Dido in 2003. This isn't quite as well known as the other five songs I'm covering, but it's still a good one. And it was in the charts in 22 different countries. Like I said, music is one of the UK's greatest exports, I think. So why is Dido singing about a white flag? Well, to wave the white flag is an idiom, which means to surrender, to give up. If you come out waving a white flag in a war or a hostage situation, it means I'm surrendering, I'm giving up, I'm coming out, please don't shoot me. So Dido is talking about her feelings for someone she loves who's ended their relationship and moved on. She still has feelings and is basically saying that she won't surrender. The line in the song that the title comes from, there will be no white flag above my door, I'm in love and always will be. The fifth one of these famous songs with idioms in their title, what about Gold Digger by Kanye West? My son loves Kanye, but I have a rather more difficult relationship with Kanye and his music. I can't deny some of the music is great, but I'm not sure I like the man very much or always the lyrics. That means the words to the song, L-Y-R-I-C-S. Anyway, one of his famous songs is Gold Digger. Is he talking here literally about someone who is digging for gold, as they did in the gold rush in America in the 1800s? Well, no, I don't think so. He's using a phrase which I find dodgy, as with many Kanye lyrics. A gold digger means a woman, and that's part of my problem with this. It's used only of women, this term. A woman who wants to have a relationship with a man or who has a relationship with a man purely for his money, his wealth. That's a gold digger. And while there are women for sure to whom this term applies fairly, I object to the fact that it's used only about women, this idiom. Not really representing the inequality of opportunity perhaps here. Anyway, before I go off on one, Gold Digger was released in 2005. Lovely Kanye. Last one. Let's come back to the UK for this one. What about Another One Bites the Dust by Queen? Again, it's on YouTube and I think you might have heard of this one. Queen were prolific in the UK in the 70s and the 80s. So you're likely to know something by Queen. Their most famous song, Bohemian Rhapsody, perhaps, or even We Are the Champions, which is played endlessly at football and other sporting matches. I loved Queen as a child, so much so I cried when Freddie Mercury died. And this one, Another One Bites the Dust, also gets played in a sporting context. And usually when someone has failed at something rather than won at something or had a success. So that gives you a clue as to the meaning of the idiom to bite the dust. It means generally that something ended or didn't succeed. It can even mean someone has died, though that's not a very sensitive way of saying it. You might also say, oh, those old curtains, they bit the dust. Or my old laptop has bitten the dust. I've just bought a new one. So in other words, they've failed. Their time has ended. And in sport, usually the meaning is their time in the competition, the race or the match has ended. Why do we say to bite the dust? Well, the verb to bite, B-I-T-E, you probably already know. It means to grab or cut into something with your teeth. Hopefully food, usually, rather than another person. And the dust? Well, dust, D-U-S-T, means the covering, the particles which collect on surfaces in your house if you don't clean it. But also dust is what the ground becomes if it's very dry. So you might bite the dust if you fall off a horse or a motorbike. Your face ends up accidentally on the ground in the dust and you might get a mouthful of dust. You've bitten the dust, in other words. So that's Queen, Another One Bites the Dust, one of many wonderful songs. Anyway, that's your six idioms in famous song titles for today. Let me know whether you enjoyed this podcast and the music, a bit of popular culture with some traditional English learning. Don't forget, by the way, to share us with other people who you know are learning English. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. Please help me tell others about this podcast by reviewing or rating it. And please share it on social media. You can find more listening lessons and a free English course at adeptenglish.com.